Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dan Frierson, the chairman of the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing very well.
We're here in Chattanooga together, face-to-face. Last week, you rolled out your second quarter results, and they were positive, sales up 2%, and in a time when the market is not doing all that great, and you were profitable. I think the same quarter last year, you had a little bit of red. This year, you're positive by $500,000. So let's talk a little bit about your performance in the second quarter.
Kemp, second quarter was a better quarter for us. We're certainly beginning to see the results of our restructuring that we did last year. We've made major changes in most of our manufacturing facilities, and those are now coming to fruition and beginning to show improvement, and that's the improvement we saw. The real thing that I would focus on is our gross margins improved to 26.7% compared to 24.7% last year and 24.3% in the first quarter. So we're looking for better things as these results of the restructuring begin to take place.
Let's talk about your performance versus the market's performance. And let's clarify that we're talking purely the carpet business, since that's solely where you play. So in the commercial business, the market is up roughly 3%. You are up in the second quarter 6.7%. And the residential market is down almost 4%, and you were flat. So you continue to outperform the market, right?
We have outperformed the market for several years now, and that really speaks to our big introduction of new products, our sample costs, and those kind of things. But if you go back to the 2009, when the industry really hit bottom, we are up since then over 100%. And most of that organic growth, not acquisition. The industry is only up around 12%, and that's in dollars, units even lower than that. So we've had a very successful strategy. It is now about bringing that to the bottom line through the restructurings we did last year. But looking at second quarter, commercial was strong. We think it will be strong for the rest of the year. Our Maslin commercial was particularly strong. Atlas is really just beginning to show favorable comp. It was not showing favorable comps in the second quarter. But Maslin commercial was actually up 17.7% on a year-over-year basis. On the residential side, I think all of us in the industry were somewhat disappointed in the results in the second quarter. The good news is, in July, we're seeing order entry improve fairly significantly. And we think that will lead to a better half in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a couple of things we noticed from the second quarter performances with other companies. Interface said that their office sector was up 12%. So are you seeing that kind of growth in the office sector as well?
We're seeing good growth in the office sector. We're also seeing the hospitality business improve pretty significantly. You may remember we acquired Burtco in September of last year, and through the use of the CYP technology, our Maslin hospitality business has grown significantly so far this year, and we think will continue to throughout the year.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because you also had that partnership with Desso, which was part of your approach to that market. So you're continuing to grow even though you've lost that partnership.
You know, there are not many companies that form two partnerships in a year and also end those two partnerships in a year. But Tarkett's acquisition of Desso changed the dynamics of those partnerships, and therefore we did end them around year end. In a way, with the Burtco acquisition, that has worked pretty well for us. It's given us much more focus on hospitality and therefore, I think, much better business there.
And most people know Dixie plays in all sectors. You service the home centers with some product. You service the independent retailers with several great offerings. One being, I mean, you're still probably the biggest seller of Stainmaster branded nylon carpet. And you've had actually some good growth in that area, haven't you?
Stainmaster relationship has been a very good one for Dixie and I believe for Invista as well. We're aligned in how we approach the market, the type of products we like to run. We've seen good growth there, particularly in Pet Protect this last year. That's been a great new fiber for Invista in the last couple of years and for us as a carpet mill. We continue to see Stainmaster as a growth vehicle for us going forward. They do a great job product-wise and innovation-wise.
And let me ask you, as we've looked at this carpet market and we've talked about this residential market being on the decline, there's still some good, healthy numbers in the upper end of the business, isn't there?
You know, you can look at the overall numbers and draw a lot of conclusions, but the reality is we don't participate in the whole market. We tend to participate in the upper end of the market. Our average selling price on our residential products is right at $20 a square yard mill price. So I still think our industry is participating in a bifurcated market where the low end is doing well and the high end is doing well and outgrowing the rest of the market.
All right, let's talk about some of the hurdles you've got to get through. I know you mentioned in your conference call that healthcare expenses, you are self-insured when it comes to the health care of your employees, and there were some surprising costs there, right?
Well, first of all, let me say we had very low increases in our health care costs for the previous 10 years, going back from 2003 through 13. But since Obamacare, we have seen dramatic increases in our health care costs. We are in the process of raising rates again. We have a policy at our company that the company pays 70% and we as individuals pay 30%. We are making plan design changes. We're utilizing disease management services, which we haven't done before, and we'll have these rate increases. We certainly think this will mitigate the future impact of health care costs.
All right, let's talk about some good news, especially for this region, but I think it also will unify the Dixie Group overall and probably help in your growth. You're doing a corporate office consolidation and moving into a beautiful building that's been vacant for a while that overlooks the water reservoir for Dalton, the old BASF Honeywell building. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
We will be leasing most of this building and moving in the fourth quarter of this year, or late third quarter and fourth quarter. We think it's a chance to bring our group together. We see it as an opportunity to really be able to showcase our products and have our total group together and work more closely together, and we're certainly looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about what you think the business is going to do in the second half of this year, if you would.
Well, looking at the industry, there's no question commercial is doing very well, both in modular as well as some areas of broadloom. You know, I mentioned Atlas earlier and might go back to that for a minute. In 2014, we introduced very few products at Atlas because of the acquisition, number one, but also waiting on technology. We got that technology later in the year, therefore we didn't introduce many products in 2014. We've gotten a number of new products out now in early 15, and for the first time in July, we're beginning to see favorable comps there. But looking at the industry, we think it'll be strong, and we certainly feel like we can continue to outperform the industry. On residential, we're certainly hopeful the industry does better in the second half than it did, particularly in the second quarter, and we're seeing order entry improve in July and early August.
Now, this technology you're talking about, that's new tufting equipment primarily, right?
Yes, and we have a lot of new tufting equipment. We've invested heavily in the last 3 or 4 years. That's been part of what differentiates us from a lot of our competition is staying abreast of new technology, whether it's the iTuf machine or the ColorPoint machine. We feel like that has helped differentiate us and help us, with the help of very creative people, introduce products that are beautiful and well accepted in the marketplace.
All right, one last thing we need to talk about before we go is the big news that was announced last night that Bob Shaw Engineered Floors has announced that they're about to finalize a site for a modular carpet tile plant, and that's a little bit of a surprise, isn't it?
I think it will be a surprise to most people. Bob has really committed to the residential side. I assume this means he will be doing a significant amount on the commercial side as well. He's done very well at everything he's done, so I think it would be a mistake to underestimate his impact.
Mm-hmm. All right, great, Dan. It's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Dan Frierson, chairman of the Dixie Group, about his second quarter results, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.